This is KUNM. I'm May Ortega. As New Mexico students settle back into the classroom, the Public Education Department is getting a new leader. Dr. Ryan Stewart was hired just a few weeks after Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham fired her first education secretary. Stewart spent time visiting schools Tuesday, and as Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports, he sat down with a couple dozen educators to hear their biggest concerns.
I am a proud 8th grade math and science teacher focused primarily on algebra and physical science, as well as English language development.
Dr. Ryan Stewart sat in a conference room at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center and gave a rundown of his resume. Several years teaching English language learners and mentoring teachers in California, graduate studies in education at Harvard, an administrative position at the School District of Philadelphia.
So really getting to know all the ins and outs of what makes these very, very large systems tick and how we organize to really effectively try to move student outcomes.
Stewart recently worked at Partners in School Innovation, a nonprofit dedicated to improving opportunities for low-income students of color. And he'll be tasked with similar challenges in New Mexico. A district court judge ruled last year the state was failing to provide sufficient education to at-risk students, defined as English language learners, Native American students, students with disabilities, and low-income students. At Tuesday's roundtable, Genevieve Sosa said her district needs more teachers certified to provide history, language, and cultural education to students from several different Pueblo communities. She's a union member and fifth grade teacher at Bernalillo Elementary School.
And making sure that we're also sensitive to the caveats and nuances in every single one of those cultures, because we have a very, very diverse community.
Increasing support for teachers was a big theme throughout the discussion. Several people mentioned the need for more professional development and mentorship of new teachers. And New Mexico faces a huge shortage of school staff. Albuquerque Public Schools alone has more than 400 positions open, many of them in special education. Ellen Bernstein, president of the Albuquerque Teachers Federation, said it's not the low pay that causes teachers to leave the profession. The biggest reasons, she said, are a lack of support from school administrators and disrespect for the profession overall.
We are looking to you and your deputies and this governor to change a deficit view of teachers and our students to an asset view of all of us.
Teachers' unions were fiercely at odds with the state under former Governor Susana Martinez. Her PED rolled out a teacher evaluation system that many educators found to be arbitrary, punitive, and too heavily weighted on scores from standardized tests like PARC. Now, PARC is gone, and the state has begun a redesign of teacher evaluations and student assessments.
One of my biggest concerns is how much we overtest, particularly kindergarten.
Sonia Romero-Smith has been an early childhood educator for more than 17 years.
In my opinion, the inappropriate environments that we put them in, as far as sitting in front of a computer to test, really pushing curriculum and such, as opposed to developmental appropriate learning, play and such.
Secretary Stewart's philosophy, he said, is that testing should provide teachers and parents enough information to be able to identify where students are at and to help them grow.
And so we want to have the tests that give us the information that's usable. We also need to make sure that we are not just testing and not instructing.
The new president of NEA New Mexico, Mary Parr Sanchez, is a longtime middle school teacher from Las Cruces. After the event, she said she was especially glad to hear Stewart say he values innovation in schools.
I think that he's looking for innovative ideas. He wants to entertain those ideas and move forward with them. It's a really hopeful space right now for education in New Mexico.
38-year-old Stewart will head a PED leadership of 5 deputy cabinet secretaries with a starting pay of $150,000 a year. He'll start working right away, but his appointment is subject to confirmation by the state Senate. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and from KUNM listeners like you.